The Trump administration, via the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army, is rolling back part of the Clean Water Act, specifically an Obama-era rule that had expanded the definition of which waters are protected. Rachel Cohen reports on how Idaho stakeholders are reacting to the news.
The 2015 rule expanded clean water protections to waterways like ditches, canals, and wetlands. Idaho joined 12 other states in a lawsuit against the federal government over this. As a result, the 2015 rule, which was repealed last week, never really went into effect in Idaho.
From a practical matter, it doesn't actually change anything on the ground right now in Idaho.
That's Marie Calloway Kellner, the Conservation Program Director for the Idaho Conservation League. She says the group is more concerned, however, about potential weakening of protections in the coming months. Still, some are relieved, knowing that the expansion of the federal law won't go into effect.
The federal government controls virtually every drop of water in the U.S. You could say, well, the farmers need a permit to work their land.
That's Sean Ellis of the Idaho Farm Bureau.
Because, you know, the water from their land might flow into a ditch. It only flows, you know, a couple months a year, and so they suddenly need a federal permit to do what they've always done.
Later this year, the EPA will likely put forward what it calls Step 2 of this plan, a clearer definition of federal waterways and how they will be regulated. In Twin Falls, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.